Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday, the 13th of November, 2017. To get you started, a massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake has rocked the Middle East, hitting near the border between Iran and Iraq. Authorities have reported that the quake killed at least 335 people and injured thousands more. The epicenter came near the Iraqi Kurd city of Halabja, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and the Iranian ILNA news agency reported that at least 14 provinces had been impacted by the quake. Cleanup efforts are expected to be long, with many still potentially trapped beneath rubble. New Delhi continues to deal with a massive cloud of pollution so extreme that United Airlines has halted flights to the Indian capital. The toxic air mass gathered on top of the city about a week ago, forcing schools to close and pushing the government to put a ban on most construction and industrial activity. Additionally, most trucks and heavy vehicles are not allowed this week. The city, though, is considering solutions, including a plan to blast water from fire trucks and water cannons into the air to help wash away the haze. Next up, President Trump and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte met earlier today during the ASEAN Economic Summit in the Philippines. Duterte, known for his hardline domestic war on drugs that has included extrajudicial killings, is hosting the summit. The two leaders focused on fighting the Islamic State, trade issues, and yes, drug trafficking during their meeting today after posing for a controversial photo yesterday. But Trump's time with Duterte has been overshadowed the past 2 days by comments made by the president that he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin believes the Russians did not interfere with the presidential election last fall, though he sides with the intelligence community's assessment to the contrary.
I believe he believes that, and it's very important for somebody to believe. I believe that he feels that he and Russia did not meddle in the election. As to whether I believe it or not, I'm with our agencies, especially as currently constituted with their leadership. I believe in our intel agencies, our intelligence agencies. I've worked with them very strongly. There weren't 17, as was previously reported. There were actually 4, but they were saying there were 17. There were actually 4. But as currently led by fine people, I believe very much in our intelligence agencies. Now, at the same time, I want to be able, because I think it's very important, to get along with Russia, to get along with China, to get along with Vietnam, to get along with lots of countries, because we have a lot of things we have to solve. And frankly, Russia and China in particular can help us with the North Korea problem, which is one of our truly great problems.
The NFL's Compensation Committee will meet today to discuss Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract. ESPN reported over the weekend that the committee, made up of 6 of the league's owners, will speak on a conference call today regarding Goodell's future contract, while Cowboys owner Jerry Jones informed members of the group that he planned to block any contract extension with a lawsuit. Goodell's most recent counterproposal to NFL owners sought about $49.5 million a year, as well as lifetime use of a private jet and health insurance for the rest of his life for him and his family. And last up, Radhika Jones is expected to be named the next editor of Vanity Fair. The New York Times editorial director of the books department is also a former top editor at Time magazine. She'll replace 68-year-old Graydon Carter, who announced in September he would step down from the General Interest magazine after 25 years at the helm. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, including the Amazon Echo. Subscribe for free and please leave us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.